Barrhead. The next version of the County of Barrhead's land use bylaw may allow the construction of a second permanent dwelling on parcels in agricultural districts. At least they will if a proposed clause ends up surviving to the final version of a yet-to-be-presented updated land use bylaw. Councillors instructed administration to add the clause to the bylaw by a 5-to-1 vote following a more than 30-minute discussion during the February 20 council meeting. Count. Jared Stoick was opposed, while Count. Bill Lee was absent when the vote was taken. County Manager Debbie O'Yarzan said council and administration have been working on updating the bylaw for several months as part of a standard review process. A municipality should review the land use bylaw every 5 to 10 years, she said, adding the process was well overdue as the last time the municipality reviewed the bylaw was in 2010. O'Yarzan added that one of the topics that continuously popped up through several workshop sessions and 4 public information sessions was the possibility of allowing a second, permanent dwelling on property in agricultural districts. As we have mentioned, in the last few weeks, including earlier in the meeting, we have some housing challenges in the county, she said. Development Officer Jenny Brunn said that currently, on residential parcels on land, 1 dwelling is allowed per parcel. However, she said the municipality may grant additional dwellings on residential parcels as a discretionary use if it is contained in a single building designed for or divided into 2 or more dwelling units, such as a duplex, or as part of a mobile or manufactured home park. In an agricultural district, Brunn said, only 1 permanent dwelling is allowed per parcel or subdivided lot, but a development permit for a second, temporary dwelling, i.e. not on a foundation and is readily movable, for up to 3 years. If permitted, the county can approve an extension of the temporary dwelling for another 3 years. She added that the 1 current exception for a second permanent dwelling in an agricultural district is if the property is classified as a cluster farm. To be classified as a cluster farm under the county's land use bylaw, it must have 1 or more multiple family dwellings on a farm unit of a minimum of 320 acres, and the residents of the housing units must have to be employed in agriculture or intensive agriculture for at least 6 months of the year. Potential changes. Brunn's added that administration, considering suggestions heard from councillors and the public, created options for council's consideration. The first is mostly the same as the present bylaw, except that the county may issue a temporary development permit at the development officer's discretion instead of going to council for consideration, and that the permit would not need to be renewed as long as the property owner complied with municipal bylaws. The second option would allow a second, permanent dwelling only if a parcel was 150 acres or larger, without the need to subdivide the property, and there was a minimum of 49.99 meters between them. The residences must also adhere to the Alberta Private Sewage System Standard of Practice. Reeve Doug Drozd questioned why they would only allow a second permanent dwelling on 150 acres or larger properties. Why would we discriminate against an 80-acre parcel? We do an 80-acre split on a quarter section all the time, he said. Brunn's replied the reasoning behind it is that if they allowed it, it would restrict the different subdivision scenarios that are currently available. Deputy Reeve Marvin Schatz said he supported the second option, calling the restrictions, such as the distance between the residences, legit. If you can't abide by them, then we wouldn't want a second dwelling on the parcel, he said. The proposed change also makes keeping the family farm together easier. Count. Jared Stoick agreed with Schatz that the county should take steps to protect family farm operations, but said the boundaries could get very messy. He added that although residences would have to be roughly 50 meters apart under the proposed clause, nothing would stop them from constructing outbuildings that do not need a permit in between. Then, when someone went to fraction off that parcel, there would be all these broken lines and panhandles, Stoick said, adding he was unsure how to regulate against that happening. Brunn's replied that one way they hope to combat that is to require farm outbuildings over 500 square feet to have a permit, adding that the permit does not necessarily have a cost attached to it. That is why we are considering the need for a permit, because a lot of outbuildings are on road allowances or are 20 feet away from the property line, and they are significant investments, she said. That way, we can ensure they are in the right place if the owner ever decided to subdivide. Stoick interjected that he realized and supported the need to protect family farms and help farm succession, but suggested that allowing a second dwelling for 150 acres or more doesn't do it. Maybe we need a higher acre requirement, similar to a cluster farm, because owning a quarter doesn't mean you are a farmer, he said. You can't have two people living on a quarter. It is not really farming. Brun said farming is no longer about making enough money to support a household. Some people want to live off the land, homestead and have their own chickens and the like, and grow their vegetables, she said. Drost agreed, saying it wasn't up to the county to decide whether a farm was viable. Stoick countered, saying that since he has been on council, the goal was also to protect good agricultural land by permitting a second permanent dwelling doesn't accomplish that, at least how it is being suggested. You can have someone build a house right in the middle of great agricultural land and now they would be eligible to subdivide a decent-sized parcel, whether they are farming or not, he said. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.